going to talk about the black fathers that are missing in action. That's what we're going to talk about.
All right.
A very serious matter. Very, very serious. Because I mean, I'm speaking on, you know, somewhat experience as far as that. You know, I knew of it's some, you know, children that don't know their fathers at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, I knew mine, but he just wasn't as active as he should have been, you know, so.
Right.
Basically, I'm just, we're going to talk about that. You know, like we're going to talk about that, basically, like how we need those, you know, those Uncle Phils and those, you know, James Evans, you know what I'm saying, type, you know, father, you know, because nowadays it's like, especially for like, you know, little kids growing up as far as the daughter and especially the son, they don't have no direction.
Right.
They don't have no direction. The mother only can do so much.
Yeah, that's true.
The mother can only do so much. You know, so we do need that. We do need that. You know, and I believe a lot of it, like I said, a lot of it is because, I mean, a lot of them was, you know, had children young, you know, or they drugged out. You know, it could be a number of things.
That's true.
It could be a number of things, but, you know, yeah. I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think really it's important that you have both parents, the father just as much as the mother, because it represents balance. You know, there's certain things that your father, certain perspectives on life and in general,
right,
that your father can give to you.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that your mother never, she can come close, but she'll never be able to give you that full experience, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't gonna lie though. Like it's crazy because, like, if I mean, I can honestly say that. I mean, my father, you know what I'm saying, he didn't really teach me as much. You know what I'm saying? He'll say little certain things, but he never, you know, a guy needs that. You know what I'm saying? Especially right. Guy, like, you know what I'm saying? He need one that, you know, to show him, like, look, this is how you be a leader.
Right.
You know, this how you be a leader. Show them how to change the oil in their car.
Right.
You know, tire. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to go through that. You know what I'm saying? I had to go through that. I had to learn, you know, just being around amongst, you know, other, you know what I'm saying? Like my uncles.
And, yeah,
you
know, other male figures like and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, it, even though you have parents, you know, sometimes you can have both parents in your household. You still, you know what I mean? You still don't
right.
get that. So,
right.
you know, it's but like a combination.
I just wonder, though, like, why is it? I'm not saying that it's not, I mean, like, you know, fathers in general, but, I mean, it's a real big thing about black fathers not being around.
Yeah.
For whatever purpose it is, I don't know if it's because they, you know, they don't think they, you know, not the father type.
Or, yeah.
Or is it because of the baby mother? I don't know.
Yeah, man, it's a combination.
But it's a combination.
It's a combination.
It's a combination of a lot.
Sometimes it could be some guys, they don't be ready mentally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that responsibility when it hits them. When it hits them, in that heart, like, oh man, I got more responsibility.
Right.
So you know, some guys it take them a minute, you know, or sometimes like if they're not active in their child's life, sometimes you know, once the child has a, once they have a grandchild or something, they step up. It's a combination of things, man. You have to be taught. Some people, they learn it by being taught. And some people, they say, you know what? I wasn't around my father, so I'm going to be more proactive if they have a child. So
yeah, that's how I feel. You know, that's how I feel.
You see that a lot.
Right. If I ever was to have a child, it would be like that, you know? And it's like wow, like, I you know, it's like, I couldn't see myself having a son or a daughter, and I'm not in their life. I can't see. I don't care if I didn't have a job at the time. I got to be there.
I'm gonna make you right, because a lot of times,
you know what I'm saying? Because if I mean, that's just me being
not
me.
Only financially, but just
you know, just to have that, you know, like how you said,
yeah, get those values. Balance. Yeah, that balance, man. It's important, man, because you see it, you see right. The balance, because you know, in our community, it's like we out of balance, mm-hmm. You know, you can see it, man, because in all the other cultures, they have. For the most part, they'll have both parents.
And right.
You see the effect of it. But no one else in this world has experienced from a family perspective what the black experience is in the United States.
Yeah, because you got to understand, the majority of black fathers either are incarcerated or dead.
Yep.
You know, and then they wonder why, oh, well, you know, yeah, you know, now it's the woman that's stepping up, but if she has no choice,
right?
You know, what do you expect? Mm-hmm. If you have no choice, what do you expect?
Right.
But then yet, also another thing, like I said, it is a mixture of things.
Right.
As far as... you know, the woman or baby mother or whatever is always, it's kind of like they put them in the mindset of if you don't have no money to take care of this child or you don't have a job to take care of this child, you're not worth nothing when it comes to the child. But then yet, it's kind of like a contradiction because it's a contradiction because if you know what I'm saying, if you don't have a job and oh no, you can't take care of them, you don't know how to raise, and it's like, wait a minute, so yeah. I gotta have money to raise my child. I mean, like, I'm like somewhat, but then yet, what if, you know what I'm saying, what if y'all both don't have no money?
Right. You know what I mean? Fatherhood don't stop if your job stops.
Just give up everything and say, forget it.
Right.
Then you have some that just straight trifling.
You can't say them.
Right. You got some that straight trifling, but it's always the money factor.
Yeah.
When it comes to that. I believe the majority of that is money factor. Then I believe part of it is, you know, it's just some men just trifling. Some.
Then
you got some that really want to be there, and they might be down on their luck at the time,
mm-hmm.
dogging them out, making them feel less of a man. And
you ain't no man. You ain't no man. You know.
Now you don't want to be.
You ain't nothing. Get out of here. You know.
And it might not even be because of the kid. It's because of the female.
Yeah, man.
She's gonna let you know every moment, every second of the day, why or what's wrong with you.
Right. You ain't nothing. You ain't no man.
That's the problem. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I believe that's just my perspective.
Yeah, because maturity does play a part. You know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you got the financial end. You got the spending time. You know, yeah, a person can be there financially, but you don't spend no time.
Right.
Or you can have some where he's down his luck. He doesn't have the finances. Well, he's like, well, I may not have the finances right now, but I'm going to get out there and hustle, you know?
Right.
You know, and give what I can, you know?
Right.
But, you know, it seems nowadays you see a lot more fathers than you used to, you know, yeah, like with their children.
And I hate the fact that it's a lot of women that plays on that.
Yeah.
They use the kids as leverage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, now I see why they call it friends of the court. They never said friends of who.
Right.
It ain't friends of us. No, it ain't. It's always us that always, you know,
getting the shaft.
Getting stuck. Getting stuck.
Yeah,
you know, every time. And it's like, come on now.
Yeah.
Something gotta give.
That's true. They say that they're looking out for the best interest of the child, but no, they're looking out for the best interest of the state. Because
yeah,
ultimately,
and you know what's crazy? Because at one point in time, I mean, let alone just black people in general, but at one time,
that's true.
Women could not vote.
That's true.
Women could not vote. And all of a sudden, okay, now you get them right to vote. Now you give them, y'all give them one of the most powerfulest laws they can use against us.
Yeah.
Wow, that's something to think about.
Yeah, because you know a lot of times that people look, even though women in general, as a whole, they weren't given the right to vote, but the court system, like once the white women got the right to vote, that's that kind of plays into that feminist stuff.
Yeah,
where the black women jumped on it, and they took advantage of the black women, like they'll use them for their purpose.
Yeah. We're gonna give you housing. Up under these circumstances, I'm gonna give you this housing. Long as he's not there,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Get him out of here.
And if he is there, he better not be working. Because you ever see, he's working,
you ever see that movie? There's a movie called Claudine. You ever see that with James Earl Ray in it?
I know. Yeah, James Earl Jones.
Yeah, James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man, he's over to visiting her, man, and the social worker comes and they hiding arms and hiding any and everything that he bought for her.
Right.
It was crazy, man.
Right. It's yeah, nuts. Man, it's crazy. It really is, because I mean, I just look at it like this. Like, I mean, I don't know if, you know, it would be, you know what I'm saying, like how they had these women empowerment expos and all that. I'm not saying, I mean, I'm pretty sure that they got men expos, but we, like, really, now, like, I'm gonna say, like, my age, you know, I'm 29, so within, I'm gonna say the 21 to 30, that bracket, like, mm-hmm. Everybody needs to start really, like, I'm saying, like, as far as brothers, y'all need to start stepping up, man. Like,
yeah.
On some real, like, I mean, because it's like, now it's like, hey, you gotta teach your sons what to do and what not to do. Right. And the daughters, too. I mean, you gotta, because I'm like, they take effect, too.
Yeah.
Because now, I mean, just look at it, something as simple as this. A female never, you know, never had a father figure in her life. But then mm-hmm. It's ironic, she get with a man and call him daddy.
Yeah. Hey,
which,
daddy.
Which to me is so, it's so horrible. Like,
right.
I mean, some dudes, you know, they're like, yeah. But I'm like, she might really look at you as a father figure.
As a father figure.
And that ain't what you want. You don't want a daughter.
Right.
You want a woman.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's kind of like a, kind of weird, you know, but
yeah,
you know, I mean, it's just certain stuff that I didn't experience and heard or whatnot, so
yeah, you can see it.
That's why I kind of like, you know, yeah, but
man, it's very important, but a lot of times it's a blessing that you have other family figures or male figures or male influences on you, like uncles and grandparents,
right.
But you know, when you think about it, the family structure is set up. It's set up where you get different levels of wisdom,
right?
Like a parent, a grandparent, and a great grandparent,
right?
You know, when you, a lot of times, not only having them, but having them active in your life and looking out for your best interest.
Right.
Because you know, there's certain things your grandparents can say to you that at your parents.
And the thing about it is, I mean, like I said, I'm a product of that. Like, uncles and you know, my grandma, grannies, you know, I'm a product of that. It's a lot of stuff that they said to me that stuck with me.
Yep.
That's why, you know, I come off as a, you know, a certain way.
Right.
Older than what I really am. And it's like,
Yeah.
I'd rather be a wise man than just a straight fool out here. Mm-hmm. That's some type of knowledge of what's going on. If I don't have the full, you know, the full story, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Even neighbors, you know, older people that are neighbors.
Yeah. Of course.
I remember growing up where you had that one old man. He always kept his grass cut. Get off my grass, you know. He was tough as nails, but he looked out.
Yeah, you're right. He's gonna tell you some stuff you want to hear, and he's gonna tell you some stuff that you might not even need to hear.
I know you don't like it, young buck. Yeah. You gonna respect me?
Yeah, you're right.
But I mean, that's the family structure in the actual community,
right?
But you know, those days are long gone.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times the guys that have the most influence have the less wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You have the young guys doing stuff. I'm like, man, you know, this young cat.
Right. And they it's crazy, yeah, because they be in position.
They be in position to
actually spread some knowledge, and it's like either they just refuse to.
Mm-hmm.
Or they really don't know. The majority of the time, they really don't know.
Yeah, you know? They don't know.
So it's like,
man, you can see. Sometimes you can look back and see. Like if you encounter a young person, you can kind of see which road they heading.
Yeah.
A lot of times you don't want to see this young cat go through the same stuff or experiences you went through. You try to hint him to a little something. You know.
Yeah, but not everything is so fast and right now. Yep. Don't
want to
listen.
Oh, Tammy.
It's hard to get somebody attention.
You know, you're like, oh, Tammy, what you going?
Right. Everybody know everything. You know what I mean? Everybody know everything. So it's like now, like I said, everything is moving so fast.
Yeah, he's what, 18 going on 75 or something.
Right. They know. You can't, what you know, old man? You know, what you know, man? You don't know nothing. I'm like, hi. I gotta know something. I lived this long.
Right.
How about you live this long?
He said, I've been
29. Age. I'm 29 and you 14, 15. Shoot, you might not make it to 18.
Right.
You know, it could have been something I could have told you, but then, no, you didn't want to listen. You might not make it to 18. You know, you might not make it to 21.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you gotta be real wise out here because if you don't, it'd be that one time, like, dang. I'd have been in those situations. I'm pretty sure everybody's been in those situations to where I should have listened. I heard it,
man. I should,
but I didn't listen to it. It's a difference.
Oh man, I should have listened, man.
You can hear. Okay, you can hear something. Hearing something is going in one ear and out the other. But when you listen, you absorb something from it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you discern. You know, you start understanding. You really put some thought into what was said to you.
Yeah.
So
you get that gut feeling. You're saying, man, right. But nah, this ain't for you. You need to get on out of here.
Right.
And usually when you go against that gut feeling, that's when you mess up. Make a stupid decision or stupid mistake.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Right.
Yeah, you can see it. The influence, man. People are so influenced as a whole. They, you know, it's like, dude, you know that's the wrong thing to do. Why would you do it?
Right.
You know, being a man ain't. You know, a lot of young guys are thinking that being a man is making dumb decisions or almost getting yourself killed. Oh, I'm a man. No, you're stupid. That's what you are.
Like, right, right.
You know, it's crazy. That type of, you know. But I see it changing big time, though. I see a lot of people starting to wake up to a certain extent. But the key is not to fall back to sleep. You know.
Right.
Just step it up, you know.
That's all. Right.
It ain't easy.
No.
But if it was easy, everybody would do it.
You're right. You ain't lying.
But now, you know, something that you think about, like, you know how nowadays a lot of people are like, you know, you may not have had a father figure, but when you think about it, when a lot of people migrated here to the city of Detroit, they just jumped up at a young age and left out. Some of them left 15, 16, like in the 30s and 40s and 50s when they came up here. You know,
right.
They had to step it up.
Right. You're right about that.
They didn't have fathers, or sometimes they left both the mother and father to try to find something better.
You're right.
It's like you say, man, it's a combination. It's not just one thing.
Yeah, it's a combination.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm just speaking, just like, look, man, like that is a one. That's a big problem.
That's a big problem.
Like everywhere. Not just in Detroit.
Yep.
In America, period. Yep. You know, just everybody, you know, just need to start coming together, because we don't know how this gonna, you know, we don't know. And the way how kids is now, and how stuff is, and the social media and all that.
Yep.
Man, it's warping people's minds, man. You don't know what to believe.
Frying their brain.
You don't know what to believe.
Kill your brain cells.
Right. Right. It kills your brain cells, son. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's like when you become a father, it is more responsibility. But if you prepare yourself, it ain't difficult. You just do step it up and do what you got to do. That's what being a man is. Go through different trials and tribulations within your first 30 years of life, 30 or 40 years. You go through so many different things, but to see that you make it through it, and you know that, well, you know what? I'm going to change things around. We're going to do it the better way. You know? Just in life, everybody will be tested. Oh, you will be tested.